Air quality in a Fairbanks neighborhood is dramatically cleaner following a court order that shut down two wood-fired boilers. KUAC's Dan Bross reports.
Smoke from the hydronic heaters on private property near the Wood River School had fouled neighborhood air since 2008 until an injunction sought by the State Department of Environmental Conservation halted their operation last month. Fairbanks North Star Borough Air Quality Manager Jim Connor says monitoring has since tracked a major reduction in fine particulate pollution.
We drive by the Wood River School almost on a daily basis on what we call our schools run with our instrumented vehicle. And since those outdoor wood boilers across the street have been shut down, we have noticed that that there has been an improvement.
Local clean air advocate Patrice Lee says she was working as a substitute teacher at Wood River just after the boilers were shut down.
You could take a full breath and run around. And I heard several kids say, "It's great, it's great. I can breathe again. It smells good."
Smoke from the wood-fired boilers on the property of Andrew and Gloria Strawn generated repeated complaints. The Department of Environmental Conservation filed a public nuisance case against the Strawns, but the drawn-out legal process that's taken years is not encouraging to many. Wood River School staff member Dawn Brashear says she's glad a court order has stopped the pollution, but is puzzled and shocked at the time frame.
You know, as citizens, we reported it as if you would report a crime, naively believing that they would hear that complaint and take action, just like if you would call the police. So here I am 4.5 years later, as are others, wondering why it took that long.
Brashear says doctors tie her recent year's sinus and breathing problems to fine particulate pollution. She's optimistic that the upcoming Strawn trial will highlight the severity of health impacts.
Bring it to the public's attention that we have been hurt by this. We have been made sick by this.
Brashear says she's felt better since the boilers were shut down. Patrice Lee got active in the fight for clean air after her teenage son fell ill with heart trouble on an especially smoky day in another part of town several years ago. She says the public cannot wait for the state to sue every chronic polluter.
We can't prosecute one family a winter and do anything about our air pollution.
Lee wants the state legislature to empower the DEC to quickly cite and stop polluters. She's also pushing for subsidized heating oil. The borough's Connor says monitoring has shown this to be a very bad winter for air quality in Fairbanks, including 50 exceedances of Environmental Protection Agency fine particulate pollution standards in North Pole.
Very clearly points out that our area really is defined by local hotspots and areas of generally clean air. So we really do need to focus on the hotspots.
Special borough programs targeting high emissions heating devices in smoky neighborhoods are being considered. Connor says one would offer residents in the Dale Road area of Fairbanks up to $3,500 to swap polluting stoves for cleaner burning pellet fired units. Connor says another proposed measure targets replacement of 20 wood and coal burning boilers in an area of North Pole that has a major air quality problem.
We're offering $10,000 for people to swap out their hydronic heater for a much cleaner burning unit. And if they go with a pellet burning unit, then they'll get another $1,000 in pellets.
The special Dale Road and North Pole trade-out programs are part of a fine particulate pollution compliance plan that will be rolled out at a Borough Pollution Control Commission meeting March 19th and at an assembly meeting on the 21st. Connor says the plan, originally due back in December, is expected to be submitted by the end of the year. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.